Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm a baby walking, ready for another man today. Well, I'm a baby walking, ready for another man today. When I asked her what's the matter, this is what I heard her say. See you later, alligator.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I want to talk about, it's just you and me, by the way. I'm going to continue our little visit. I want to talk about something that happened this week that's part of a larger problem, I think. And I'd like to discuss it with you and tell you some of my thoughts, and maybe some of this will resonate with you a little bit. I'm not trying to convince anybody of anything. I'm throwing up a little bit of a warning, a little bit of a cautionary tale. So as you know, Bill O'Reilly lost his job this week. The king of cable news, 20 years, egomaniac, no question about it. When you get to be that big and that powerful, that important, he was a pretty powerful guy in our culture and in the media. When you get to be that big, I guess maybe you kind of fall in love with yourself, and he certainly did that. But that's also part of the persona, right? That was part of the attraction of his show. It's people who are outrageous, it's all part of news these days, of the media these days, but. But as you know, he lost his job because apparently there were some sexual issues. Nothing physical. I don't know that anybody's heard of anything physical, but maybe some words, some references, some harassment. Maybe some ladies felt, and I'm not minimizing those ladies at all. And I'm not saying that he didn't do it, because I could see where maybe he would have done something like that. In his life, who knows what people will do, but here's the thing I wanted to point out to you. I'm not caring. Bill O'Reilly will be fine. He's a multimillionaire. He'll never have to work the rest of his day of his life. He's going to be fine. I'm not worried about Bill. What I'm worried about is we now have the ability. We have the digital leverage to take anybody down. If you want to put enough, if you have a little enough shame, if you have enough of an ideology, if you have enough money, and no shame or morals, you can take anybody down with digital leverage today. And when you throw in political correctness, you can take anybody down. I'm thinking about, remember the couple of 3 years ago, the Silicon Valley guy who founded a company, was a great company, and somewhere, somehow, somebody discovered that one of his contribution checks found its way to an anti-gay society or something. He didn't necessarily write the check there or attend any meetings, but it just wound up there. He was kicked out of his own company. A few years ago, Larry Summers, the dean of Harvard, lost his job because he made an accurate statement, a statistically accurate statement about women in the STEM curriculum. Well, but it wasn't a pretty statement. It was bad numbers. I mean, the numbers were ugly. They were unfortunate, but they weren't inaccurate. But the fact that he brought it up in this setting, they got mad at him and it cost him his job. So when you combine that kind of political correctness with the ability to leverage it across so many platforms and to build so much animus, so much negative press against someone, you can take anyone down. And as I say, nobody should worry about Bill O'Reilly because he'll be fine. But if you can take down Bill O'Reilly, then you can take down anybody just about, right? And so I'm worried about this. This is something I'm worried about. I'm concerned about. I'm working. I've got a project I'm working on right now. This hopefully is going to shed some light on all this. But I'm concerned about how we're still not ready. We have the ability as humans to create digital leverage, but we may not be ready to use it safely. And this is something I'm concerned about. And I think what's happened, I think here's why I'm coming to the conclusion that I am at this moment about Bill O'Reilly. Only a few weeks ago, Fox News gave him a new contract. Now, I don't know that anybody has said that they've learned anything new since the contract was renewed. They knew about these settlements that were in the past, but yet they still gave him a new contract. But then there was this campaign against him that got around and just really kept expanding and expanding to the point where it got to his sponsors, and then it got to some other influential people, and then it finally got to the point where people couldn't stand to hear it anymore. You see my point? It wasn't so much that the facts were new that cost him his job, it seems to me. It's that the continued onslaught, the leveraging it digitally across social media, across the media, fake news, maybe. I don't know if there was any fake news in there or not. But you see my point here is that we have to be careful. We have to become really excellent and much more discerning consumers of information, folks. We have to be better at that. Otherwise, we're going to wind up with some bad results. I'm not saying that's what happened for O'Reilly. I'm just saying we need to be careful about that. Something to think about. And I'll be talking about this more as the weeks and months and next couple of years go by. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.